Резонанс FM, Лондон, 104.4. Изкуството да слушаш.
Hey y'all, you're listening to Resonance 104.4 FM.
The hospital wouldn't admit you, so we go home again, right back to the same old room, right back to the same old thing. But you know that we both came from the same carryout in hell. Yeah, you know that we tell each other the same jokes, the same dumb stories as well. So we sit on an empty street and watch all the empty cars roll by. And you can't look your murderers, you can't look them in the eye. But you know they can always spot you from a mile away. They'll give you anything you want, and you'll do anything they say. And outside this bar, where there's no one alive. Yeah, outside this bar. Hey, tell me, did anyone survive? Together you and me, turn the volume down to silence. Together we'll turn our love into violence. Well, I remember when your girlfriend would put you on display. Yeah, you'd be the life of the party. Yeah, you'd be so fucking funny. Well, in the end we'll watch the patterns as they begin to tear. We'll see the chaos and all the clothes that the sweet, sweet angels wear. Well, outside this bar, there's no one alive. Outside this bar, hey, tell me, does anyone survive? This world, or we could give it a good try and destroy this world. Outside this bar, outside this bar, outside this bar, outside this bar, outside this bar. Well, hey, you know that there's nothing good outside that door. So can you tell me what you're leaving here for?
That was Mark Heitzel playing live at the Borderline London in 1991, outside this bar. This is Abject Block Radio. Me, vomitum off sarcophaguzi, 6 days clean, back from hell. You lucky, lucky people.
I got a hangover. Drinking too much for sure. I got a hangover. Whoa, I got an empty cup. Pour me some more so I can go until I blow up. And I can drink until I throw up. And I don't ever, ever want to grow up. I wanna keep. Got a little
wasted. Yeah, yeah. I got a little bit mashed last night. I got a little shit-faced. Yeah, yeah. Well,
dedicated to Darren and Julian Brown.
Thank you. 'Twas two pisanons Timcoves. The wetter is pest, the wrens are overt and come, and the vokes of the turfer is hurled in our land. Of the name of Treacle Tom, as was just out of pop following the theft of a leg of Kyo Donnelly and Pakenham's Finnish pork, and his own blood and milk brother, Frisky Shorty. He was to be exquisitely punctilious about them, both Shorty and Frisky, a tipster come off the hulks, both of them awful poor. What was out on the bum around for an off-board game for a Jimmy or Goblin, or a small fickle on his chanced, while the Seaforths was making the Colleen ball. To hear the parson and the motor clubber make use of his law language, Edzo, Edzo on, touching the case of Mr. Adams, what was in all the Sundays about it, which he was rubbing noses with and having a gurgle off his own, along with the butty bloke in the specs. This Treacle Tom, to whom reference has been made, had been absent from his usual wild and woolly haunts in the land of counties Capelines for some time previous to that. He was, in fact, in the habit of frequenting common lodging houses where he slept in a nude state, hail fellow with meth, in strange men's cots. But on race night, Blotto, after divers tots of hellfire, red biddy, bulldog, blue ruin, and creeping Jenny, Eglindine's choicest herbage, supplied by the duck and doggies, the galloping primrose, Bridget's Brewsters, the cock, postboy's horn, the little old man's, and all swell that aims swell, the cup and the stirrup, he sought his well-warmed lap of a bed in a housing room, abide with one another at Block WW, why didn't he back it, Pump Court, the Liberties. And what with malt to puke on vault to puke, re-snored alco-herently to the burden of I come, my horse delayed, nom nom. The substance of the tale of the evangelical Bussy Buzzy and the Raciner Bean, the girls who would keep calling them for the collarette and skirt, the sunbonnet and carnation, in parts it seemed he was before the Iots of Martyrs or otherwise the thirds of fossil years. He having been with Katia when Lavinius had her men's lease to see in a pump ship doodly show, whereat he was looking for fight niggers with wild horses, oft in the chilly night, the metagonistic, the epithalamorous, during uneasy slumber in their hearings of a small and stony bro cash draper's executive, Peter Cloran, discharged. O'Mara, an ex-private secretary of no fixed abode, locally known as Mildew Liza, who had passed several nights, funnish enough, in a doorway under the blankets of homelessness on the bunk of Iceland, pillowed upon the stone of destiny, colder than man's knee or woman's breast. And Hosty, no slouch of a name, an ill-starred beach busker, who, sans Rooty and sans Scrapey, suspicioning as how he was setting on a toadstool on the verge of self-abyss, most starved with melancholia over everything in general. Nightbearman, man, you served him with Natty Girl's Nano, had been towhead tossing on a shakedown, devising ways and manner of means of what he loved to, if he'd a license somehow or other in the nation, getting a hold of some chap's parabellum in the hope of taking a wing sociable and lighting upon a side-wheel dive somewhere off the Dulky Dunleary and Bleak Rookie tramline, where he could throw through and go and blow the sipicidal napper off himself for 2 bits to Boldywell Baltitude in the peace and quiety buzz of a one sure shot bottle. He, after having been trying all he knew, with the lady's help of Madame Gristle, for upwards of 18 calendars, to get out of Sir Patrick Dunn's, through Sir Humphrey Jervis's, and into the St. Kevin's bed in the Adelaide hospitals, from these incurable Wellesley's,